Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
How we doing, folks? Say Glory Days. Yep, that's what it's called.
Glory Days.
I've just checked it, and it is the third last Glory Days till Christmas.
Holy fart!
Only,
it is
only three more podcasts till Christmas.
Ah, surely.
Well, two more after this, is it?
Oh, surely we're not coming in to do the one round Christmas Day or whatever that is, or in the middle of that weird week.
No,
we can do
yeah.
a premonition podcast. How about that? Let's do a premonition podcast where we try and predict what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Over the, and then we'll do it as if it happened, you know. So we'd be like, the war in Ukraine is over.
Do you, mean like a Nostradamus vibe? We
yes,
could do a Nostradamus vibe.
Exactly, yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
we could do our predictions for 2023.
That's a very good idea.
About what we expect to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be hideously wrong, but...
Yeah, well, do you know something? It'll be better than this year. You know what I mean? There's no doubt about that. Like, you know...
This
year,
to be honest with you, you set the bar pretty low this year.
I did. I mean, between being sort of, you know, put into a mental hospital and, you know, deaths and all, I think, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think 2023 will have to try too hard to be a better year for you.
I'll tell you something. If you go fucking doing this year, I'll never forgive you for it. I'll never forgive you for it.
That's typical of him.
That's Jim. Because I got all the attention last year. Now he has to know and die and get everyone to go to his funeral.
That's him all over.
That's Jim all over. Wouldn't even stay alive.
Just to give you a few minutes in the glory
for the show. Jesus Christ! I mean, unbelievable. What am I supposed to do now?
So it means, of course, that you're going to have to start getting your head around the old Christmas presents.
I know. And it's that thing, isn't it? It's when do you start and what do you buy, and you long finger and push it away for as long as you can, and then all of a sudden you're in that predicament. It gets to
now
the stage.
Who's going to expect them off you?
Oh Jesus, this is the thing, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do all of your girlfriends expect...
Yeah, will you stop? There's not all of your girlfriends. You go away now, Eric. You'll be carrying on like I'm Johnny 50 Mickeys.
That's not the truth at all. No, as I said earlier on during the show, you're our version of James Galway.
I am not.
With his magic flute.
I have not got a magic flute. I haven't. I can whistle through it. Imagine! That'd be a brilliant act, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, PJ and his whistling flute. Are you just there?
That'd be amazing. It'd be the first time you could get PJ and Jake in the same room at the same time.
Yeah.
Because your flute could be Jake. Yeah. What have you got to say to that?
Imagine. And then the support act is Jim and his bollocky bell round. We're there holding the big whistle.
It's maracas.
Imagine.
Get your balls to do those things that those clackers used to do, you know, when they'd smack it off each other. Then you could go...
That's Clint. His maracas are crackers. Are you going to... You'd be doing the crackers maracas. You'd be doing the willy on the bell rung. And then the little whistling fella.
That's the greatest band ever put together.
Band. Yeah, isn't it?
Tell you something.
Yeah, the skin flute to mango. And we'll be here all night. What a
band. We get ourselves a Christmas residency
what
with
a
that trail. Band.
Imagine going on the late with that lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And with our new Christmas single, The Flutes Are Ringing Out for Christmas Time, please welcome...
incredible. But anyway, so how many presents are you going to... like, have you loads to get?
Do you have
to do individual presents for
the grandkids, though.
Yeah.
No, I don't get it.
You have grandkids.
No. Oh, not grandkids.
That was impressive.
Jeez,
I missed all that.
You're after
And you were telling me that you're not fucking riding rings around yourself. And you've got grandchildren.
I don't know why I said grandkids. I meant nephews. Me nephews and niece. But no, I don't do any of that carry on. I do, you know, Happy Christmas.
You give them a few bobbly.
Yeah. That's about the size of it. That's fine.
There's
the
euro.
That won't go mad now, any of you. You know, pair of socks each and a fiver. You're grand. That'll do you.
I like it.
You have fun with that. And then outside of that, then I think I only have. What do I have to? Oh Jesus! I have to get one person. Kelly, I have to get something, and then.
And your sister?
No. No.
That's amazing.
No.
Actually, you're right. Just a one.
Myself and Elaine, we normally just take each other out for a dinner or whatever. I think that's about
they're much better. You see,
and I've one other person who I have to get something for. I don't know what to get though. Do you know that way? How do you get a casual present?
A casual present?
Yeah, what's a casual sort of a present? Yeah, you know what I mean?
What, like a scarf or something?
Yeah, a scarf.
Or a
scarf. Four cans of Guinness or something.
A throw cushion. That's as casual as you get. Yeah, you just throw that cushion anywhere you want.
Literally, it goes
with everything. That's how casual it is.
It goes with everything. Absolutely. You bring it anywhere.
Just fuck it around no matter where you want it. It's as casual as that.
Look at that. It's on the floor now. Perfect.
Because there was a mad story. There was one we weren't talking about it earlier, but there was a mad story of I think it was put out there as a sort of not a gift guide, but it's the weirdest gear. And we've come across this before.
This is Gwyneth Paltrow's goop thing. Yes, but she's just crazy.
I don't think the paper was saying it was a gift guide, but I think was putting it out as a gift guide.
She is, yeah, you're right, yeah.
She actually thinks, here's some things you could consider for
while you're shopping, right? While you're out and about doing your bit, we all know she did the fanny candle there a few years back.
Yeah.
Well, now she's got, this is the broadcast, I didn't realise it was called that. It's called the This Smells Like My Vagina Candle. It was 72 quid. My God, man.
You mean the original candle was actually called that?
That was what it was called, yeah.
So they didn't even, paraphrase?
No. It wasn't I don't know. Mist of Fanny or something like that. It was literally straight out.
To be fair, Mist of Fanny wouldn't have exactly been shrouding us in mystery now, would it? For fuck's sake. Mist of Fanny. Wow. You're definitely... I tell you, you need to work on your definition.
Subtlety.
Yeah. They'll never know. Yeah. They'll never know what it really is. Not what you call it that.
Well, no, I didn't want a clue,
I wonder what this is. What do you reckon that is? What's, Mr. Fanny.
What's the other one then? Sweaty Labolock.
Wow, so the candle was called. That's mental.
Yeah, I know. That's what it was called. But now, this year, she has an 18 karat gold, 2 kilogram dumbbells for the bargain price of €120,000. Is what she's selling for this Christmas.
She's deranged.
She's deranged, yeah. And there's also...
2 kilogram dumbbells.
Yeah, 2 kilos.
Imagine you working out
2 kilos. That's two fucking iPhones, man. That's two iPhones. That's two smartphones and made of solid gold for €120,000.
They're not even as useful as two. I mean, they're going to just end up as bookends or something, or paperweights or something.
And if you thought this smells like me private scandal is bad, she now has this is the name of it as well. This smells like my orgasm roll-on perfume. A roll-on deodorant that smells of orgasm. What does an orgasm smell like?
Exactly.
What does it smell like?
I assume it's Yeah.
When a smell comes into a room, it's quite normal to turn around and go, did you fart? I've never turned around and said, are you after? Did you get excited? Were you excited? Who was excited in here? The smell of orgasm in this room.
Knock you out.
Yeah, someone light a fanny candle, please. This is disgraceful. The absolute smell of that.
I assume she's referring to her own orgasm.
That's what it says.
Or does she do personalised ones? If somebody walks into Brown Thomas and goes, I'd like the smell of my orgasm to roll on myself.
Yeah, she go, right, okay, eat a lot of pineapple and come in tomorrow. We'll do whatever we can.
Yeah, do they hand you a little...
hand you a vibrator and a cup.
And send you off. Bring that back to us.
Bring that back.
And come back to us in 7 days.
Imagine. What sort of a... it's unreal, isn't it?
Because even for her, did she walk into the perfume... man.
Yeah, I'd say...
And say, here. Smell that.
And he'd be like, what's that? Imagine. Have a guess. Marzipan. No, close though.
Not bad.
Close. Yeah,
God, you know what it smells like? It smells a bit like your... remember that candle we did the other year?
Closer. Hotter. Hotter. You're getting warmer.
What does she... God, that woman.
It's just... I don't know. It's designed to
shock,
isn't it?
And they put you in a mental institution.
I know. This is the thing. If you're rich enough, you're not. If you're rich enough, you can get away with whatever you want.
You see, that's the difference. Yeah, if you're rich enough, you become eccentric.
Yeah, you're eccentric.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're poor enough, you're just mad like me.
I mean, she actually. I'd love to find the kind of people who buy that for.
I know.
For anybody, for themselves or anybody else.
Yeah, imagine like you're going sitting there with the accountant.
I know the old scented candle things became a huge thing. It's, you know, there's entire shops devoted to it.
Yeah.
But I just don't see any average candle lover. Wanting to.
But imagine sitting down with your accountant. You go, so how's business? Good, good. What's the acting role feedback? How's that there? Well done, very good. We're on 1.2 million this year, Gwyneth. Oh, that's all right, yeah. So the return, make the returns on that. Fanny candles, how are we doing with that? It's not out there with the acting, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
But we're on about, we sold 300. 300? What about me smelly orgasm candle? Oh!
No, that's the roll on deodorant.
Oh, the smelly roll. Yeah. So what about orgasm deodorant?
Smell me pits there. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
Yeah. Are you telling me people don't want to walk around smelling like I just sprayed like a badger all over? You have to cut that bit out. That's too much. That's too much. That's too much even for me. I didn't like that joke at all.
I think it might be my favourite.
Yeah,
I think it might be my favourite.
I didn't like
ever.
That joke. That shouldn't have been it. That shouldn't
incredible.
Be it. That's terrible now. I actually feel bad over that. But she also does things like.
Tell you something. I hope Gwyneth Paltrow gets to hear this.
Yeah.
Because if somebody could send this podcast to Gwyneth Paltrow, I guarantee it next.
Can I also say badgers don't spray on anything.
I was just going to say next Christmas part of our gift guide will be spray of badger.
Imagine, yeah, badger spray.
Candle and roll on deodorant.
Yeah, yeah.
In a matching set.
Yeah, yeah. You can even get a pre-scented towel. This is not the podcast we thought it was going to be.
Oh my god.
But she also does like stuff. She has toothpaste squeezers she's had before, condom dispensers. Why would you want one of them? You can charge yourself for a Johnny. Yeah, I mean, you've already bought
going
them.
Into your own bathroom.
Yeah, imagine running into your neighbours. Hey, you haven't got fucking €2, a coin. You haven't got change of a fiver, have you? Yeah. You haven't got change of a ten. Shit. This always happens. Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
That is bananas.
Yeah, running out to the bank. You couldn't get please. Oh, jeez. Quickly. She's in there making candles. I only have 5 minutes. You know, that's all you can do. And she did, what else is it? Just some mad one here. A DIY coffee. I can't say coffee. It does. A DIY coffee enema kit. Wow.
Give yourself an enema.
Yeah, with coffee. Yeah. Special. It's
she's obsessed with bodily functions, isn't she?
Oh, she really is.
Give yourself an enema.
Yeah. With special something such as glitzy grand gel. Oh, no, that's a different genius. Well, I can't read it. I'm actually gone. My brain just won't take this in anymore. My brain actually can't take it in anymore. It's too much.
Shut down.
My brain's
shut
just
down.
Gone. No, you're going to get sacked. Shut up. The brain has got sacked. That's the end of that now. End
right.
story.
Would you gather your thoughts there for a moment?
Yeah, oh, thank you very much.
And we'll have a few of the best bits from during the week. To be fair, there was a little bit of foul and abusive language during the week as well.
Oh, there was by accident, though, wasn't there? Oh, no, there wasn't. Oh,
no, well, we were actually talking about the demise
of the cursing in the new generation.
It's on the way out, apparently. Not on this podcast, that's for sure.
Not that's for, well, I did. Genuinely, it wasn't supposed to go that far. I mean, this is a public apology before you've even been accused.
So we ended up talking about the demise of cursing during the week. Also, speaking of foods that we apparently have been mispronouncing, unbeknownst to ourselves. We've been saying all this stuff wrong for ages.
I was guilty of a couple of them myself, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, we all were.
Yeah, probably.
Now, not as bad as some of them.
I'll go on doing some of them, you know, but we'll see.
Yeah, so we were talking about that. Also, of course, it was a momentous week on Morning Glory because our Clint became an Irishman. Dual citizenship, he got awarded his Irish citizenship, and so naturally before he got the official ceremony and all that sort of stuff, we had to put it to the test. It went slightly strange.
I think the
for
less
PJ
said about that, the better, you know.
So you'll get to hear how that went.
Oh God.
And speaking of PJ, it was also the week where he got called up for jury duty.
Yeah, amazing. Because after listening to this podcast, I'm sure nobody would ever pick anything.
I think it's fair to say you won't be called up for jury duty after this. You'll be called up as the accused.
Yeah, I imagine Jim be on the jury. All right, man, what's the crack? You're fucked, you know.
You're going down, buddy.
You're going down, fella.
It was left up to me.
Yeah. 6 months, they were saying. I'm pushing for
life.
Yeah, I'm pushing for life. I'm actually making stuff up in the room, though. I say, I got your solicitor telling me in the corridor.
So have a listen to it, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
So I don't want to make anybody worried that out there that's in court soon, but I've just been called for jury duty, and I think that is a damning indictment of the state.
Of the justice system. It certainly is. It certainly is. The potential is there for you to serve on a jury.
I don't think
in the not too distant future.
There's more chance of you being the first Irishman on the moon than there is of me being allowed onto a jury, I would imagine, at this stage.
Allowed on?
I don't even look honest. I look like a criminal. You know what I mean? I do.
Well.
I do. Like, I sit down on trains and L1s put their bags behind them. I don't.
Yeah.
You know what
Mind
I mean?
Mind you, yeah. I notice that myself, actually, sometimes. About myself. You know, you walk into a shop and immediately the store detective starts following you around.
Starts following you around.
And you're thinking to yourself, what is it about me?
You're like, what do you think I'm going to do? You know, walking around the hot water bottles in Dunn's or something, and he's following me around.
So now, obviously, they call you to a panel, isn't it? And then you have to be selected.
I think that's how it works. And then you get. Like,
but this isn't the first time you've done this, is it?
This is the fourth time they've come looking for me. I've never managed to do it, of course, because it would be ridiculous. Everybody was telling me yesterday, "Oh, turn up as Jake Stevens." Imagine I pronounced the guy. Is that guilty or innocent, Mr. Stevens?
Well,
it's a bit of and a bit of and I think it's off with his.
It would have been, to be fair, it would have been not that you'd have ever been allowed to film it, but if you could have secretly filmed it, which let's face it, was the principle of naked camera was secret filming, it would have been incredible to be part of the jury process.
Wouldn't
as
it be?
Jake.
Yeah. Hold on a minute.
Why are you objecting to me? Yeah. Because I don't think you're taking it very seriously.
How very dare you. Everybody knows that it's only the fifth time you go shoplifting that you should be put in jail. As well, can you imagine?
Standing up before they've even presented any evidence and going, guilty.
Yeah.
You have to wait to hear the... No, I
no
can tell
way.
By his face.
It's definitely guilty. Any man that would wear a wig like that...
No, Mr. Stevens, that's the judge.
Well, he's... What did I do? That's the judge. What a haircut. Have you got the name of your hairdresser?
There's a part of your wishes that could happen.
It nearly does, doesn't it? He was, and so people were saying to me, you should get a letter off Jim to say you're not capable.
Off me?
Yeah, I was like, can I just say, Jim is not actually a carer. Like, you know what I mean? I can't just get a letter off Jim. To give to people.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't qualify. Believe it or not, we're supposed to be teammates in this.
Maybe it's to do with the amount of times I write apologies.
Yeah,
so maybe they meant it more from the, you know, please excuse PJ from jury duty. As he has to stay in and mind the studio.
Imagine you had to turn up into the courts. Excuse, sorry, I'd just like to say... I was sent here by Radio Nova to say, we don't know where he is either. And we're very sorry that he hasn't turned up.
Wow.
And we won't be paying the fine, so thank you very much.
That would be amazing. So do you want to do it?
No.
Have you no interest at all?
No.
What if it turns out to be like, it could be one of those landmark cases? Although, do you know what would be fantastic? You on a jury for one of the kind of, the gangsters. You know, one of the like...
Oh, one of the big
one
fellas.
The big
those
stuff.
Lads with names like the Hatchet or the bank manager.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, one of those fellas.
That would be fantastic.
I'd be there.
You planking yourself
I'd
with
be
the
there.
Prospect.
Just tell me what you want the verdict to be. So I'm not going into hiding. You just say whatever you want. You're getting whatever you want here. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah,
there's a part of you, and you have no interest anyway. No, you wouldn't even be curious about finding out.
No, it doesn't. Yeah,
you'd never be accepted anyway.
I wouldn't be
being
accepted.
So well known. I assume they'd reject you anyway.
Imagine
for your own safety.
Yeah, man, would be in the stand. Imagine we pronounce you guilty.
In the stand.
Yeah, he'd be doing the whole lot going, wait a minute. That's the dirty L one.
Yeah.
The dirty L one's out there sending me to jail. You know what I mean? I mean, they go, it's a pity I can't go in with you. You're locked up for 5 hours a day. You dirty little jailbird.
Mind you, to be honest with you, in fairness, like, you know, based on your kind of youth, the chances are that the accused would be being brought in and be like, oh, how are you, PJ? How's everything? How's the job going?
Shut up, you. I don't want to be...
Remember that time we did that job in...
The last thing I want is a bunk bed with you inside Mountjoy.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
You know bruschetta? I always say bruschetta.
So do I. Is that wrong?
Wrong, apparently. Apparently. Clint would know all these things. Clint is the food. Oh, no, he doesn't know the... No, apparently you're supposed to put the K sound in. Bruschetta is apparently the proper way to pronounce it.
Oh man, I never knew that.
Bruschetta. Yeah, and that's the way.
That doesn't sound right.
And then there's, you know, like, how do you even pronounce this right? You know those Italian potato pasta things spelt with a G at the front of it?
The gnocchi.
Gnocchi. Yeah.
What are you supposed to pronounce? Gnocchi.
Apparently, you're supposed to put a Y in it. So apparently, it's like gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi is supposed to be how you pronounce that. So it's bruschetta. Followed by gnocchi, please. Where that's. Wow.
Do you know the one I used to always get wrong?
Quinoa. Yeah.
The amount, like, I not necessarily fully well versed in all of that stuff. And I have mistakenly called it quinoa.
Quinoa. Yeah, like my ma. My ma used to buy muesli all the time. And then one day I was asking, do you want something down the shop? And she goes, yes, just get me a bag of the muesli. I was there, what's that? The muesli. I was there, write it down.
Yeah.
Muesli. Yeah, muesli. Like, it's making breakfast cereal sound like the fanciest thing ever. And when I was a kid, I always said sherbet. You know.
What's wrong with that?
Sherbet. There's no...
There's no R.
There's no second R, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would always say, sherbet. You know what I mean?
I probably would have made that mistake myself. A sherbet.
Dip.
Sherbet dip.
A sherbet dip, yeah. I mean, when you got your dib dab and all that sort of stuff, yeah. And then there's fajitas. You know the way... Obviously, the way I said fajitas is definitely not how you say it, but that's...
What's wrong with fajitas?
No, it's fajitas.
Hang on a second.
Or quesadillas instead of...
That was the other one I always struggled with.
Yeah, yeah. What you use as a quizzellas?
I don't know why. I think that might have been one of those ones where I just would point at it. I'll have one of them, please.
A number five, thank you.
Yeah. Is it the quesadillas, is it?
Quesadillas. But it's pronounced quesadillas.
Quesadillas.
Yeah.
Right. And well, you should never get that wrong. What, which are Spanish?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't get that wrong, but I still get me... fajitas. I get me fajitas wrong. Yeah, so, and there's like...
What's the other one used? I remember you having to tell me something. Edamame, was it?
Yes. Edamame is the right way, by the way.
Right.
But there's people... I know people that order edamame. Can I have an edamame? Like, that sounds weird. It sounds like a weird thing, isn't it? Do you ever have an edamame? You know, like... No, I didn't. And then there's Worcestershire sauce. You know that stuff?
So you don't pronounce the R.
No.
It's not Worcestershire.
No, it's... Oh, hold on, I'm after forgetting what it is now. Gee, you have to throw in me now. I have to look at the list again. And now I can't find the list. Where is it? Worcestershire.
So it's... Are you saying it's Worcestershire? Yeah, it's Worcestershire as opposed to Worcestershire.
Sorry, I beg your pardon. Yes, right. Oh, I hate when you're right. It really upsets me. Worcestershire sauce.
Right.
Not Worcestershire. I can't say it. I can't say
this. This is brilliant. We're literally doing an entire link about mispronouncing food and PJ just...
I can't say it. I'm literally looking right at the word. Worcestershire sauce. I can't say it. I literally can't say it.
Did you ever have one? Is there any one that was big on your one?
Espresso. You know, instead of espresso. I'll have an espresso, you know.
You'd call it an espresso?
An espresso. Like it was a train kind of hit me in the face.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Apparently your beloved swearing is becoming a thing of the past.
Yeah, and can I just say, I grew up doing, I didn't grow up on the stage, I'm not exactly Annie, but that's not even an actor. Who grew up?
Shirley Temple.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah, the lad who played E.T.'s friend. But I've been around stand-up a long time, and one of the old tropes you hear quite a lot of is, is, you know, oh, there's no need for the bad language. There's no need for it. I don't know why he uses the bad language and there's no need for it. I love an owl effing and this and an owl how's it going and shoving up your beehole. I love all that. I do. I'm sorry. I love cursing.
I'm well aware of it.
I think when it comes to...
I get to listen to you off the radio.
Of course, you the poor Jim. I love swearing. No, I think it is that we have it down to a fine art in this country.
I thought we had gotten to the place where people had decided that it wasn't the old kind of idea that it somehow was a symbol of your lack of intelligence or your lack of vocabulary. You have people like Stephen Fry defending swearing.
Yeah, I know, but and it seems to be the younger ones now are coming back again, so swearing is in decline at a rapid rate, actually. So even in the Wild West of the internet, the younger people are the less likely they are to swear, of course. When we were young... Oh my God, dude. So then the effing teacher came in and I gave him a kick in the effing, you know, and then he told me I had to, while I told him, you're the biggest B-rocks I ever seen in my life, you know. So, but it seems to be less and less. The art of swearing is dying out. And I honestly, this has been celebrated as a good thing in the paper.
It's great the way you refer to it as the art of swearing.
Well,
the art of swearing. Yeah. He has a lovely turn of phrase, especially when he starts getting vulgar.
Oh, definitely. I love the way he can use feck as a verb, a noun, an adjective. Oh, it's absolutely artistic, you know.
I'm surprised, actually. I thought it was becoming more... I actually thought it was becoming more acceptable. I thought it was becoming less kind of shocking.
Yeah, do you know why that is, though? Because we are hanging around with older people.
That's
what's happening. We're our generation of sweary, dirty mouths.
We're just hanging around with each other.
Yeah,
as a result, normal.
We're getting worse and thinking it's normal. Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Okay. I get it.
Like, in fairness, I actually remember I came in here last year and Jim, every year from my birthday, he gives me a really nice present in the card and all. Every year, very sound fella, and I came and he gave it to me last year and said, "Happy effing birthday." That's what he said last year. And I was like, "Thank you very effing much." Yeah, thank you very effing much. You know, this is a country where you can ring up your job in some places and your boss answers the phone and says, I'm sorry, I can't come in today. I'm effing whacked out of it. Your boss would go, "Oh, listen, I don't effing blame you. Sure, I effing didn't want to come in at all."
Especially since we once had a boss who called us all sorts of swear names.
Yeah, remember, he came in one day. This is our boss came in one day. This is true, by the way. We and Jim were Damien, we were sitting in there, and he kicked the door open and says, "Come here, you two perverts." And we went, "What?" And then he forgot what he was giving out to us about, and he slammed the door and walked off. You know.
Brilliant.
Down to a fine
art. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
So the question is,
he called me a tick. He called me a gobshite. This is a boss.
Wow, they're not even proper swear words.
They're not even proper swear words.
So what's being what's replacing them?
They just seem to be leaving them out. They just seem to,
it's going very polite, isn't it?
Yeah, no, they seem to have.
They're no bad words anymore.
No, they say, apparently they're using slang in a way we never did. So slang is, so I was in with my teacher and I dropped a bomb. And he was like, "Say what?" And I was like, "Yeah, y'all better know, you know, cool stuff like that, Jim."
I don't know what happened there. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
You know, when we'd be like, "Yeah, it's all that effing flute that to shove it up his ho-ho." Right?
I was in with my teacher and I dropped a bomb.
And then you say something like, "Yeah, so I dropped a bomb on him." And what did he do? He said, "Whoa, dog, the heat, that's too spicy for me, cat." They do that. They're cool now. You know, they say cool things like that, yeah.
Wow.
So I buckled up my strides and I headed on out of there like I was chilling to the moon. They say all things like that, you know.
Do they?
That's a cool.
You're very in with
the cool kids.
Yeah. And their lingo.
Yeah.
Very
and
impressive.
They say, how did that go? Listen, it was a bit sick, not gonna lie, but I'm still feeling groovy. So let's hit this local milk joint and get drinking.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
It's a very special day for our Clint, isn't it?
It's a huge day. Our Clint, he's finally made it. He's crossed the line and done his time.
Well, we're going to find out if he actually has done it because we're going to go live to Killarney where our Clint hopefully is standing by. How are we, sir?
Good morning, PJ and Jim. Top of the morning. Is that what you say?
Oh, look, he started already. It's going to be insulting.
Oh, how about this? Konasatatu.
Oh, Tomaj Gama. Thank you very much, Clid. For anyone listening, that means how did I get here?
Anyway, so listen, Clint, here's what we have to ask you, right? Obviously, as most people probably know from listening to the show, today you will receive your Irish citizenship. Now, has it happened yet?
No, it hasn't. We're about an hour away from when I'll go on to the INEC with about 1,000 other people. There's been a few ceremonies happening already. You would have seen the papers today. About 1,000 or so have already become Irish since yesterday. And then there's 1,000 more. I've never seen Killarney so busy. I know you spent some time here, PJ. The place is bustling. It's quite fun.
Yeah, and the weird thing about it is you probably... PJ's time there had much less interaction with the natives than probably yours.
I swear to God, Clint, they hate me down there. Honest to God, I've done gigs down there, and gigs is the wrong word, to be honest. They were staring matches.
Yeah.
Now, that kind of makes sense, because I thought it was a good idea to go around at the hotel last night and say, I'm from Radio Nova, I work with PJ Gallagher.
Don't do that.
Very well.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so listen, so you're going on, going to be on stage or in the INEC very short, within the next hour or so, is that what you said?
Exactly, and I have to practice my oath and pledge my allegiance and do all that sort of stuff.
Now, have you already passed all relevant tests for this?
Well, that's the thing I love about you Irish. Coming from Australia, we have to sit a test, we have to go through all this stuff, and we have to pay all this money. You guys just put a form in, and then I get this letter back saying I'm Irish. So there was no test to pass. It was a long wait, mind you. It was a two-year wait.
Yeah.
But no test. I'll just go up there on the stage today, pledge the oath, and I'm done.
Okay, well, we're not having that.
We have to do a test.
So, yes, we have decided that there has to be... You will have to pass a test. And, of course, you will have to pass a test because we need to rate your Irishness against the greatest living Irishman of them all, the great PJ Gallagher.
Oh, God.
Literally.
Not in Kerry, according to the
Yeah. The greatest living Irishman outside of Kerry.
Of the 31 counties of Ireland.
Yeah. Right. So, which means we had to create a special quiz, which we have titled... Wait for it. Are you smarter than a Paddy Joe?
This might be the most serious thing we've ever done on this show.
It might be.
This is cultural. Get an award for
if
this.
If I can't pass the test for Irish citizenship, I hope they don't get deported. They sent us to Australia for a while, you know.
Exactly.
The reverse.
Here's what we've done, okay? So basically, at the moment, I've got 5 questions each, okay?
Okay.
We'll try and fly through them, and then I have potentially a tiebreaker if that's what's required.
Right, let's do this.
Now, so who's going to go first?
I think our new Irishman, Clint, gets to go first.
Okay. Now, what I've started with, one in each of your, well, I wouldn't quite say specialist subjects, but certainly your areas of, you know, one of your many areas of expertise.
Is it multiple choice, Jim? Is it multiple choice?
I'll decide that as I go.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so here we go. Starting with you, Clint, and we're going to start with your beloved movies, okay? So, question number one for you, Clint, is which film was shot in Cong, County Mayo, and directed by John Ford?
Oh, that's an easy one. The Quiet Man.
Yes! Oh my God, that's a point.
I would have said The Graduate.
Right, for PJ Gallagher, in your, let's call it, specialist area, we want to know, in what city did Ray Houghton score for the Republic of Ireland against England in Euro 88?
Oh, japers. In what city?
Yes. What city was the goal scored where he put the ball in the English net?
Munich.
It was Stuttgart.
Ah, fart on the ball. Oh, my God.
Okay, let's move on to question number two for you, Mr. Clint Freeberg.
Jocks are goes to Stuttgart. That's the song. Jocks are goes.
There's no point saying it now.
Jocks are goes to Munich, I thought.
Unbelievable. Right, for you, Clint, question number two is this. We may introduce an element of multiple choice for these next ones.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise, we do need PJ to get some. So, question number two. Clint, what is Ireland's highest mountain? Your choices are Brandon, Galtamore, Carn Tuil, or Nephin.
So Croagh-Patrick's not on there.
It's not on there.
No. Oh. I have no idea. Brandon sounds lovely.
No, it's not that one.
It's Carn Tuil.
Even I knew that one. Yeah.
Okay. Here's your chance to get back. Here's your chance to get back.
Right, hit me.
Here we go. What is the biggest lake on the island of Ireland? Is it Loch Derg, Loch Corrib, Loch Ney, or Loch Mass?
It's Loch Ney.
He's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, this is exciting.
One for one, everybody.
Right, on to question number three for you, Mr. Clint Treberg.
Okay.
Which Irish saint is said to have discovered America before Christopher Columbus? Was it St. Patrick, St. Bridget, St. Columbkill, or St. Brendan?
You have no other saint than Patrick, don't you?
Oh, my God, we've the land of saints and scholars.
But the only one you ever talk about is Patrick.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
I guess.
I know this. Oh, it's killing me.
It's actually St. Brendan.
Oh.
Oh.
I didn't know it.
Amazing.
I thought it was Colin Kill.
No, it was St. Brendan. Right, okay, on to question number three for you, Mr. PJ Gallagher. What day is the feast day of St. Bridget?
Oh, it's the 28th of February.
I know this one.
It's the 1st of February.
Oh!
Yes, we're getting the bank holiday next year for us.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay, it's all to play for. We're on to question number four for you, Mr. Clint Treberg. Here we go in your bid to become a truly Irish citizen. Who was the first president of Ireland? Was it Douglas Hyde? Was it Eamon de Valera? Was it Sean T. O'Kelly? Or was it Mary Robinson?
Well, it's not Mary.
No.
Lovely lady, but it wasn't her. She was the first woman, I think.
So you've got Douglas Hyde, Eamon de Valera, or Sean T. Kelly to choose from.
I do know this one.
If it's you, Jim McCabe, writing these questions, you would have just been lazy. So I assume it's Douglas Hyde.
No, it isn't.
He's correct.
Hey!
Is he really?
He is, yeah. Douglas Hyde was the first president of Ireland.
Oh, jeez.
There you go. I would have assumed De Valera. Is that what you were assuming?
I was sure. Maybe it was the first Taoiseach in the state or something.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
Anyway, listen, on to question number four for you. None of us particularly know anything here. Anyway, right, here we go.
Yeah.
And this is interesting for you now. Which author was born in Dublin on the 30th of November, 1667? Was it Oscar Wilde? Was it Samuel Beckett? Was it Bram Stoker? Or was it Jonathan Swift?
1667.
Yes.
Oscar Wilde.
It was Jonathan Swift.
Ah, he's useless. Ah, for God's sake.
Right, okay.
Jonathan Swift.
This could seal it for you, Clint. This could seal it for you. Your final question. Your final question, Clint, is in which Irish county will you find Kylemore Abbey?
Easy. I've been there. I can tell you that without the options. Galway.
Is right. Oh my god! Now I'll give you the final question, but I don't think you can pull level. Final question was: in which year was the Belfast Agreement or Good Friday Agreement signed?
94.
It was 98.
Oh jeez!
Oh my god! You are embarrassing. So, PJ, do you want to swap places? Maybe you should come here.
On a score of 3-1, I declare Clint our Irish winner.
How is this possible? Not only are you more Irish than me, PJ, you're older than me. How did you fail this miserably?
Oh, my God.
You have to hand it to Clint. He does win well.
He's graceful.
He does like to kick a man when he's
down.
I'd
like to say that it's very un-Irish of you to be smug in victory.
Putting out the facts.
Somebody has WhatsApped in, Clint, by the way, to say, deport PJ.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that is what we'll have to do, PJ. Now that I'm Irish, maybe we'll just send you to Australia, like we used to.
Wow, I tell you something.
Jeeves, I think the only way to finish this is on an Irish song, so everybody together. Tie me Danny Rashers down, sport. Tie me Danny Rashers down.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There we go, another one in the bag, PJ. Another one in the bag.
Oh, there we go. Thank God for that, yeah. Nearly there then. Nearly Christmas. At least we came up with a lot of ideas of what not to buy, which I guess is step one in getting up the road to successfully surviving the holiday season.
Yeah, I sincerely hope Gwyneth Paltrow isn't litigious. You know what I mean?
No, but what's she going to sue us for?
That's true, yeah. All we did was read out our... Unless she thinks we're trying to move in on her act with the whole badger scenario.
Yeah, oh my God. I reckon maybe we'll get a thank you offer. No, seriously, lads, you're not going to believe it. There's been a real spike in candle sales and perfumes in the greater Dublin area.
Yeah, because don't forget, of course, you know, we keep forgetting that this podcast is worldwide.
It is worldwide.
We've had listeners in every sort of far-flung places.
Yeah, there's one lad in Hong Kong. I always wonder how you get, like, how did he even find it? You know, sitting there and having an L, listen, whatever, but...
Yeah. It's hard to know what you'd Google to end up with this, isn't it?
Yeah.
What sort of keywords do you put in to end up with this?
It's like a toddler fell on the keyboard and Google was on, and then... You know, he was like, oh, I'll give it a look.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Nonsense might get it. I suppose if you were to put nonsense in, that might kind of bring you there.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
It would, yeah.
Mm.
Nonsense radio with two dirty bastards. Although you haven't actually said anything dirty at all. You're like...
Not at all.
I'm just blaming you, right?
Yeah.
Well, so, Clint, will you please cut the living life out of this podcast, please? Save us from myself.
Don't. This is award-winning shit, this is what they call campaigning journalism, where people go to places that everybody else is afraid to go.
Save me from myself or I'm bringing y'all down with me. I'm going to say you're holding up signs and provoking me to say these things and everything. I'm going to say you are picking on an idiot. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, blame your team of writers.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, have a good one, folks. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, see you later. We'll talk to you sometime soon. Happy Christmas.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.